be a Marine. And I'd be drafted so to Camp Pendleton is where he'd land and gonna learn to be a first-class radio man. When he got there, things got screwy thanks to a goofy First Louis. Don't care what you were told, head over to the mess. Now, Lady Colonel, says we've been looking for you. He says I was lost in the mess for a month or two, wondering when I was gonna head over to the radio ops. And speaking of which, I gotta ask, I'm broke. You see, I ain't had no check. She says we thought you were AWOL. We done called the cops. Now things straighten out as they understand. Wants to learn that radio like the plan. Guess he's gotta learn it while he goes along. Then he meets Lazaro and Cartwright. They're thick as thieves, they help him get it right. Their voice on the air as sweet as any song. Gotta protect the guy who calls and supplies. He'll get what you need and in the right size, while all calls in for medevac, mortars and shells. Yeah, he'll get you fresh boots and clean socks. They're coming in on the next chop. Just keep him alive in the middle of hell. And home is on the line. She's whispering and she's sighing, saying, baby, baby, come on back to me. Is on the line, she's pleading, and she's crying, says, leave that damn old Vietnam War be. Now fear creeps up deep inside. The scared kid wants to lay down and cry, but he does what they sent him over here to do, so he can get back what they took away. Yeah, 12 months, 22 days, time is a hole he just can't see through. Now he knows he's already seen too much death. Had 19, carried more this year than KIAs of wounded Marines. In a jungle, wiped clean a life, ain't even seen a deer in a hell of a time. If he makes it home, he's the luckiest man you've seen. See, in the middle of the firefight, don't matter if you're black or white, just trying to get your ass back home to the States. Yeah, the smart ones, they stay alive, and the dumb ones, they stay behind. He's trying just to make any mistakes. And home is on the line, she's whispering and she signs him, baby, baby, come on home to me. Yeah, home is on the line, she's pleading and she's crying, said, leave that damned old Vietnam War be. Now some guys, they talk about it, the liars, they shout about it. He just keeps his memories inside. And when others ask him why, he just looks them deep in the eyes, says, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like in the jungle. So he sees that first Huey hit the deck, says, sir, with all due respect, I think I'd much rather remain on this ship. But they say, son, you're the next in line. Gotta get on that bird, fly to stateside. Now get on board if you're gonna make this trip. Well, he thinks, you know, ain't never been no quitter. Even when I was out in the jungle, burning shitters, did what I had to do to see the next day. But if anyone wants to know what's true, he just wants to get his due. Though him 12 months and 22 days. And home on the line, she's whispering, and she sighs, says, baby, baby, come back home to me. Yeah, home is on the line, she's pleading, and she's crying, says, leave that damned old Vietnam War be. Yeah, leave that damned old Vietnam War be. And he's grateful just to be living in the land of the free.
For you, sir. Thank you.